And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. And Michigan State Police from the Caro Post are investigating a serious injury crash that happened Friday afternoon, April 4th, at the intersection of Deckerville Road and Herd's Corner Road in Tuscola County. Troopers say a 20-year-old woman from Owendale was stopped at a stop sign on Herd's Corner Road when she entered the intersection and collided with a westbound pickup truck driven by a 20-year-old man from Mayville. The pickup truck struck the passenger side of the car, sending it off the roadway and into the front porch of a home at the northwest corner of the intersection. All three people in the car, the driver and two male passengers, ages 23 and 21, were seriously injured and taken to a local hospital. The pickup driver was also seriously hurt and transported for treatment. A 21-year-old woman riding in the truck suffered critical injuries and was taken to a hospital outside of the area. And a 2-year-old child in the vehicle was treated for minor injuries and later released. The crash remains under investigation at this time. And in Saginaw County, a nearly 2-year-old homicide investigation has led to an arrest in the shooting death of a retired Bay City teacher. Authorities say 23-year-old Bryce Raleigh of Schwartz Creek has been charged with multiple offenses, including open murder, in connection with the death of 80-year-old John Strachan. Strachan, a former math teacher at Bay City Western High School, was fatally shot while driving along I-75 near the Holland Road exit in Buena Vista Township during the early morning hours of May 17, 2024. Investigators at the time indicated the shooting was not random, but few additional details were released. According to court records, surveillance footage placed Raleigh and Strachan together prior to the shooting, and cell phone data reportedly showed the two were in close proximity at the time of the incident. The case remained unsolved for nearly 2 years before the recent arrest, however. Raleigh had previously faced charges in a separate Saginaw shooting months after Strachan's death, though those charges were later dismissed following a preliminary hearing. In the Strachan case, no motive has been publicly identified. Michigan State Police say continued investigative efforts ultimately led to the arrest. Raleigh is currently being held without bond at the Saginaw County Jail as the case moves forward. And a preliminary examination was underway Friday, April 10th, for Mark Wesley Rolfe, facing multiple charges of criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree, and a witness intimidation charge was dismissed. The prosecution requested amending offense dates and binding Rolfe over for additional counts of criminal sexual conduct, fourth degree, for both victims. They argued testimony established touching for sexual gratification with force or coercion, citing Rolfe's position of authority in the victim's fear. The defense opposed binding over, citing the victim's delayed reporting and initial denials as undermining credibility. They argued a lack of physical evidence and no proof of sexual touching or intent for sexual gratification. The court recessed to review the evidence and the legal elements. The court found that Mr. Rolfe intentionally touched the victims inappropriately all over clothing. And this conduct was determined to be for sexual arousal or gratification based on testimony regarding discussions between Mr. Rolfe and the victims. The court also found that force was used for touching on both victims, and Mr. Rolfe's position of authority over the victims and the provision of gifts constituted coercion. The elements for criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree have been met for both victims, and the case is now bound over to the circuit court for an arraignment scheduled for Monday, April 27th at 9 a.m. 5 counts are associated on one victim and 2 counts with the other victim. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Bayport State Bank.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
And that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. My name's Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.